Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
This is Carly Daytime After Dark, and today is, I don't even remember what day it is sometimes. Okay, it's the 23rd, and I hope everyone's having a good night. I just want to say that I have a new addiction that people need to know about. Okay, people, if you have Trader Joe's, buy real. You guys know there's a stuff called prosciutto with prosciutto and mozzarella in it, all wrapped up in one. And I'm like, I can eat like 5 or 6 of them at a time. And then when I went out, I am very, 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 very sad. And then I went out of chocolate already, but then I went out to get the Worcester one. Oh my God, with the hazelnut. Okay. So, welcome to everyone in this album. Audrey, Brandy, Laura, Minnie, McBames, Silos, Soap Melody, and Tina. So, you guys, I have a little new announcement tonight. For a while, you know, until Terry is probably getting done with work. And she will call in from time to time. But I needed a co-host to fill in while she was gone. And I just want to say I'm so excited. I'm so happy that Soap Melody is going to be my new co-host for a while. Melody's great. Melody likes Carly, so there's no conflict there. She will understand my love for my husband. It's been married soon. I hope that's right. And let's see. And the Lady A concert was awesome, you guys. Oh, my God. It was, like, the best concert ever. And I kind of, like, used up all my voice because I knew every song and, you know. Oh, yeah, I tried to sneak backstage. And if you want to hear that part of the story, let me know tonight. We are going to be talking about everything. Everything, and most of all, we are going to talk about my hatred to Sam McCall, and I'm going to let Melody on first. Hey, Mel.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm addicted to Prosecco, or whatever it's called. It is, like, the best thing in the whole world. It's like a meat wrapped up in mozzarella cheese. Oh, my God. You can get it at Trader Joe's, and I'm telling you, it is so good. It is, like, perfect. It's like, so tonight we are going to talk about everything under the sun. Mostly my hatred with Carly, you know. We are, you know, because I know all we have to do is have her blow up or have her go out with McBain and all problems will be solved, people. Okay, Mel, we have guests. We have people on the switchboard. We have five people on the switchboard. Okay, people, if you want to be on air, just press 1. And, you know, you guys, just jump in here. Don't be afraid. Talk, because you will never get a word advice with us. So just jump in. You know, if you have a thought or whatever, just say, excuse me. Or shut the heck up or shut the hell up or whatever. So I'm going to let 781 on first. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Carly. How are you? Hi, so Melody.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Kelly?
So, I'm good. I saw Summers in the hospital. I haven't finished, but I just want to say the liaison still has it. I sex, everything, you know. Sam, be very, very afraid. Be very, 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 very afraid because, you know.
I know. Yeah, I'm a little behind, but I did get to see where Jason was really upset with Sam.
I loved it.
I've never seen it that before.
But it should have lasted longer.
Well, and who said it won't? She's going to do something else to screw up. This is Sam. You know, she's not that. She's not this molded egg in the basket, people. So she's going to screw up, and it's going to be really, 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 really nice when that happens. And I'm bringing Shiloh on now, too. Hey, Shiloh.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Shiloh.
Hi, Kathy. Man, it was, I tell you, that scene on the bridge killed me.
Oh, I know.
I was crying during the Robin conversation, then I started sobbing with little Jake. And I'm like, they better bring this kid back, and they better Lason together.
Lason, you know, guys, I feel Lason is coming. I feel Jake is alive, because you know what? You don't go missing a kid 30,000 times since the kid dies, okay, people?
I know.
I have a little bone to pick with Coleman right now. Coleman, you asshole. You know what? Why do you let Luke sing the name? You know,
no,
I'm sorry.
That's Luke doing it.
Well, I know, but Coleman let, you know. Coleman let him, and I thought Sonny and Jason owned some part of Jake's.
That was all Luke.
Luke made me cry today.
They're changing it to the Laughing Rib.
Floating Rib.
exploding. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a laugh.
Now, where did they get that name?
Well, I heard about some 30 years ago. That was the name of it?
Yep.
Oh, something along the line.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, we need to bring Candace on before Candace killed me. Hey, Candace, you are on time. You're on time for once in your little life. I'm very proud of you.
You didn't text me, asking me if I was going to call in. I was kind of thinking maybe there wasn't a show tonight.
I'm sorry, I've been having a busy day.
I'm packing for this weekend.
Okay, Candace, you know you're going to have to call me after the show. I don't care what time it is. I really don't. I will have my phone on in case, you know, you want to set up a little phone call for me from, you know, who.
I'd just like to point out that this is my major extending for the month of March. And then I got to do it again in April.
Well, all I got to say is, Candace, you better try to get a phone call for me.
Okay.
Yeah, now, you know who we are talking about that I won the phone call from, right?
There's about four guys that I'm thinking of.
Good.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. Oh. Audrey's here. Christy was here, and then Christy left. Okay. So did you guys all like the week in General Hospital? Were you guys happy about it? How did you guys feel?
I'm loving it. I'm sorry. I'm loving it.
I am too. It's getting
better. I loved it until Sam came in the picture again. She's a real downer for me anymore.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
What do y'all think about?
Oh, I was just going to say, I wanted to know what y'all thought about Sam and John McCain.
Oh, hot.
Hot.
They are good. They do have a chemistry.
They do.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get myself in trouble by what I'm about to say, people. But that's the only person she's really had that steamy.
Yeah.
Greg Vaughn and her were good. But this goes from good to hot. So, yeah,
that's
people.
That's why I don't understand if Cal, whatever their names are, if they don't go with it. I mean, you know, here you have a guy on here where she actually and you could put Jason and Elizabeth together. I don't see what the...
You know what? I feel like...
According to his interview, Jason and Sam are incredibly popular, so...
No, you know what? Okay, you know what? Don't worry about that interview. I'm not worried.
They can't say anything other than that.
He did acknowledge
that Jason and Elizabeth have a big fan base. I mean, that's more than Franz ever did. He always said we were the minority, but, you know, it was still annoying to read in print, incredibly popular. I mean, I know they have fans. I'm not disparaging that, but it's just I'm so sick of this show coddling. I mean, if they can break up Luke and Laura, who are the most famous soap couple in history, they can break up anybody. You know what I mean? It's like the show has coddled this couple for so long, and it's
I think the days of being coddled is over.
They're getting angst. They're getting angst, but whether or not they actually go through with a breakup and actually
They are going to go through with it. They are going to go through with it. Okay, because
already so mad with her.
You know, you guys, Terry's on the phone, you guys. Yay, Terry's here. Terry? Terry?
I didn't even test one. I had not even tested one. I wasn't even ready to talk.
Excuse me, you told me about an hour ago about that.
Yeah,
sometimes I ignore you. Well, I brought you on.
I was, like, not waiting. You could have waited until I pressed one. I was doing something when I was...
Do you want me to mute you until you press one?
No, it's okay because I don't know if I'm going to be on very long because I got to go get something to eat later, and I haven't taken a cat nap, so I'm hopefully I don't fall asleep.
Oh.
No, I just want to say that I'm loving John and Sam. I think it's because they were on Port Charles together, and I always like, I always like Livy and Caleb, and just the lines that they were having when they first met on the show, the sets of laser, like, were funny. They were just shouting out to Caleb and Livy, but yeah, I agree with them coddling this couple. They've coddled this couple way too long, and it was so nice to see Jason and Liz on the other day for a whole episode, not just like one scene. And I was crying at the end there. He has not acted like that since he won his episode. Or no, well, you know what I mean. He hasn't acted like that in a very, very long time since the breakup.
I totally agree.
And can I just say, if Becky doesn't get an Emmy for that, there's something wrong.
I think she'll win this year.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
got the pre-nom, but she still has to be nominated. I mean, you know,
she will.
Oh, we have a...
She will.
Private call you on the line, too. Oh, is that again? Okay. So Terry, what do you think of McBain and Sam?
Well, I liked them because I was a Caleb and Livy fan. I was hoping maybe when Kelly Monaco came on to the show, I was hoping maybe Mike Leeson would follow suit to General Hospital or something. But, you know, he went to... but it's kind of... Even though I'm a John and Natalie fan, we were talking about this a little while ago that, you know, I have to distinguish that we're on GH now, not One Life.
Yes.
Even going over to General Hospital, but... I actually tolerate her in now with scenes with I can stand watching her with scenes with Michael Easton because they have the chemistry and I was watching the scenes with her and Jason. I had to cover my eyes just to watch.
Can I ask a question? I mean, is Michael Easton just there for a little while, or are they going to give him a contract like they did Roger?
I think he got a contract.
No, he's been out for 6 months that I heard.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Roger has a contract. He's going to be on there now.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Michael has a contract.
Star, too, I believe. And
then I heard Natalie's going to be coming on for a
while. Oh,
no. That's the thing. And I've heard.
That is not true. Natalie is not gum.
Well, that's not
gum. And I've been on the message board. And a lot of the Sammer fans are going off, and now they're getting off the Jason and Sam train and going on to the McBam train now.
Good.
So I've been reading, catching up on what people are saying out there. And
that's because we constantly talk about this. They're not Jason and Sam fans. They're Sam fans. And anything that's going to make their girl look good is what they're going to go for. And let's be honest. I mean, she and Steve just do not have the chemistry. It's not there. You know.
There you go, like watching paint dry today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not there. And you can
see they're just sitting there on the couch talking.
They were getting ready to go up and do Yoo-hoo.
And he really seemed excited about having a baby, didn't he? Did you see his real excitement? You know, when Sunny asked about. He was so excited.
Don't you ever just wonder what Steve and Becky think about the whole Jake thing, them killing Jake off, and then, you know.
I mean,
you've got to wonder how they personally feel. Not that they would ever say
dead. They cannot
well,
dead. He wasn't
dead
killed
not.
Off.
He
was
not.
Or
he's coming back,
we know,
but,
Carly. We know.
You know.
My thing
I'm just
is
saying.
Right.
Well, just the fact that they even went there, even if he's
alive
or dead, just
I
the fact that he, you know.
I mean, they can never publicly say anything, but you've got to wonder how they personally feel.
Right, but they annihilated Becky for that storyline.
Uh-huh.
That and doing that to Jake pretty much had me ready to walk from the show after this many years. The only reason I stuck to it is I kept thinking, Jake's got to come back eventually, and Layson will finally get their story.
Well, you know, the thing is that she was thinking yesterday. I found it very compelling that when she was in the hospital and Jason was trying to forgive Sam, I could not go stand her trying to beg him to forgive her. But it's Liz was in the hospital and she was remembering their time on the bridge when they had the leaves and they held each other's hand and they let go of the leaves. Why is she went back to that memory from the day before? You know, so that was kind of
tough.
Well, I
mean, that might have just been remembering Jake. I mean, you know, I mean.
Well, that too, but I mean, but it had to be it had to be between, you know, that moment. I totally
believe Liz and Jason are coming. That part I believe. Whether or not they bring Jake back is that's up in the air. I don't know about that.
I do believe that Jason
is coming back.
I believe that Jake is coming back. You know, because you don't mention a kid that has been dead for you as many times as they have mentioned Jake. Come on. Fill in the blanks, people. You know,
you
Jake,
do on a soap opera, but you do in real life. In real life, it's common to talk about people that you've lost.
Well, on a soap opera, they only talk about it when they have a reason to talk about it. No, I mean, there has always been a reason and they bring it up. I mean, that kid has been gone for a year and he gets bobbed. So you know what it is, you know, I mean, God, do they ever bring up baby Lila? No. Do they ever bring up anyone else?
Oh, no. Sam used to bring her up all the time. That was Sam.
Okay, but no one else said that bottle up. You know, everyone's bringing Jake up.
I want to get Liz and Jason together. Then we can focus on Jake.
This is what I wanted.
This is what I said a long time ago. I said for me to really get that, you know, for them to really repair their relationship, they have to become friends. They have to start it all over again, and that's what they've been doing. They met up on the bridge, and they had the discussion they needed to have. They talked, and that's what I want. I don't want it. I want it slow. I want to see them get
and
back.
I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. I want Jason and Sam to implode on their own.
They will probably explode on their own.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want.
But don't you think that's why we're finally getting some? I mean, we actually
movement?
Had more of a Layson dealing about Jake's death this time than we did for the whole storyline last.
I don't know. You know. The regimes are funny that way. I mean, you know, it depends on. I know, Carly. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
You know
what?
We don't want to hear devil advocate, okay?
We are on the positive.
We don't need someone that's going and pulling cobalt on us.
Isn't this the show to rat and rave, though? Isn't this the show to rat and rave, too? You know?
Am I allowed to say anything?
All I'm saying is why poke cobalt on it? You know, everyone knows that, okay, is Robin really dead? No. Come on. I mean, the same thing happened with Lucky. So, you know, and they never gave, we saw the funeral for Jake, you know, off air.
But we
off
have
screen.
To remember that the previous regime pretty much trashed Liz. Now we have to get back to the Liz that she is, which we are seeing across the board with Liz.
Yeah.
She's going to be there for Spin. She's going to be there for...
She's going to be there for Patrick.
Yes, Patrick. Yeah. And whoever else needs her. She's showing that side of her again, and that's all I'm grateful
for. And you know what I also like about...
They need time to really bond again. They need to find that common bond again, and I think that...
You know, I saw it.
Awesome made me find that.
I saw it on that bridge.
Yeah, me too. They...
Yes. They clicked.
And I liked what he said to her. Would you have lied to me? Would you have done that? And I don't think Liz would have. Maybe she thought, maybe.
No, she wouldn't.
You know,
Wow, you guys, we are getting a lot of calls. Hold on. For one, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
Carrie.
I just want to say, Audrey, I agree with you in the respect that Jason will implode on their own. We don't need Liz. We don't need John. The Lion Skank's going to do it all herself.
Right. I'm not being negative. I was just, she didn't let me finish what I was trying to say, but that's okay. So, whatever.
As far as them rebuilding a friendship, first of all, we don't have time for that because the show could be off in September and they don't need to rebuild it. Look at their eyes the other day. They don't need to rebuild anything. It was never broke. It's right there. Their chemistry is there.
The chemistry's never been the problem.
But
even their friendship, look at the way he talks to her and he's at ease with her. And I believe the only reason he went back so quick to Sam is because she told him to do it. And that's going to work to our benefit because he's going to see.
I agree with that too. If it wasn't for that conversation with Liz, I don't think he would have forgiven Sam.
Exactly.
He still hasn't really.
Oh, exactly. And I always laugh.
I always laugh
at Jason and Sam fans because they always think, oh, well, Sam stole him back. No, that's not what happened. If you watch that scene in the courthouse, they mutually broke up. The reason
they aren't together is because it had nothing to do with Sam.
And this is why I say they don't have to rebuild anything, because in soaps, what couple have you ever seen part ways still very much in love with?
Oh, you guys, Christy from Maid's on Radio is here.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
I told the idiot Jay Sam fans, I said, of course Liz is going to tell him to forgive her, because that's just what she does, because she wants
exactly,
him.
That's the real Liz. She's not going to sit there and say, you need to blast her, Jason. She's not going to do
that's
it.
Not who, yeah, that's not
that's
who
not
she
her
is.
Style.
Right.
And it's,
yeah.
That's only going to show to Jason she's the same Elizabeth she's always been, his true love. So that just fits fine with what,
yeah.
Fine by me. Just get this done by me.
And you know, though, today, on the scene between Sunny and Jason, when Sunny asked how him and Sam were doing, Jason's like, well, she didn't tell me the truth. That's hard for me to get over. And he said it's over.
Yep.
It's done. There's nothing much
yep.
he can do. That was a telling right there. That's telling because if she ever lies to him again or keeps something for his own good, he ain't going to forgive her a second time, you know? So...
I think she's going to lie about what she finds out at that hospital when she goes.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Well, she's
and
already
supposedly,
about why did she tell
y'all want to hear the rumor
come?
That I heard, or no?
Isn't Elizabeth supposed to be part of that story, too, though?
I think I heard something
I
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, she's a Weber, so she probably will be involved in some way, shape, or form. I mean, she's the mother of Steve.
Right.
Heather
Weber
is the mother of Steve, right? Okay. So,
is there something about why are they doing this paternity thing now? Is it going to come out that Franco is related to him or something?
Franco is his brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is
well,
that,
that
and then
like,
Franco
I mean,
was
no,
the father.
Right.
And
it's the same genetic. It was the same genetic Mongols.
And that's why, because Franco is his
brother. So Franco will be the dad.
Exactly,
Franco will be the dad of what? Oh, of
the baby.
You know, if this baby sees the light of day, come on. I cannot imagine the slut, having a baby. I'm sorry.
This character is not mother material.
No, she's not.
And you're
going
to saddle her with a baby. It's just, I'm
sorry. But
and I know this is what their fans want, but once that baby comes, you're not going to want it
anymore. No, but look at how I'm thinking this is how they're going to play this. John and her are going to become real good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if it'll be blatant love, but she will trust John somewhere along the way soon. And when she has that kid, when John leaves, she leaves to take the baby and go.
There's a rumor out there saying that it turns out to be Franco's, but Jason doesn't want to have anything to do with the fact that it's Franco's child and he leaves. But then that's
no, he already
rumor
said he'd take it.
Oh, that he would take. Okay.
Right, but with what Sam did, okay, you know, that would be a good
right
break for.
Right.
I guess because
that
would be out of character.
Sorry. Well, I heard that, you know, there's something going to happen between Liz and Jason, and Sam's going to find comfort in John. So,
oh, God.
I'm going to take that
would
work for me.
That would
well,
be
I
crazy.
Think, I think, like, but I don't know that you can believe everything you read, because I heard that they keep spoilers, like, at close to the bay, and they
yep
release, you know, people don't really know what all is going to happen, so.
I believe
well,
that's one
life
to Liz.
Oh, you guys, we have another call. Tina, are you on? Tina? Okay. Tina, are you on? And we are, the CISPO is gone crazy, you guys, like usual. Christy, what do you think?
I'm so nervous. I'm watching 2020. I'm sorry. This is really interesting.
Considering,
okay, Chris,
I just want to.
When you.
I know she's so into 2020 right
yeah
now, so.
Yeah.
Chris,
I
was
just
I'm here. Here.
I, Chris.
What's up?
What do you think
you
about?
You are a very bad little person. I will forgive you,
you
because I know you. I know you're about to go on my side. So,
what?
Yeah, don't you see Leilon happening, and don't you see Zeke being brought back alive?
Yeah, you never saw his body.
Thank you.
We never even saw it like we saw Robin's body. I mean, technically we
thank
saw
you
Robin's body, but it was covered by a
we sheet.
Was
like,
by,
yeah.
But Jake, we didn't even see a body, period.
Thank you.
Did they air his funeral? Because I was, honestly,
mm-mm,
I couldn't watch that.
No,
one.
I don't
you
think
know,
they did.
That.
No,
they
had over his memorial.
Yeah.
That was the
yeah,
old
they
machine.
Just,
they didn't
like
want
going
nothing
to it and coming back
yeah
on it.
Yeah, it was the old
well, you know,
regime. They did, they wanted them off.
Yeah.
Right, and we've got two people that it could have been Helena and it could have been Franco.
Right,
I mean, there's
exactly
two viable options there.
But wouldn't it make sense if Franco is related to Jason for him to take him and just, you know, I don't think he hurt him, but I think he's trying to get Jason to get to the point where he gets it. Because remember, this is all during the time where, you know, the old regime was just annihilating Liz and Jake.
Right.
Right. Well, and, you know, if you watch
well, it's
the
an opportunity.
Ending of One
it's
Life
an opportunity
to live
for this new regime to do something. It,
yeah.
I just, I,
right.
It's, a, it's
right
an opportunity.
If you
want to see I'm not. You know, I would love for Jake to come back, but I'm just, I, you know, I don't know what they have planned. I'm not saying he's not coming back. I'm just saying I don't
right
know if he's coming
right
back.
No, I understand.
Well, see, and if you watch the end of One Life to Live, the very end, I mean, they kept Victor Lord Jr. coming back the biggest secret ever because, I mean,
mm-hmm
he denied it. They made him
right
deny it and deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 30 seconds, you find out he's a lot. Now, that made it for me. You know, I loved it. But, I mean, they're really good at the build-up, and they're really good at hiding stuff. So
now, mm-hmm, did you hear about the tweet that was sent out last night or today?
Yeah,
the
yes big announcement coming
big
out Monday.
Big announcement
yeah
Monday, probably.
Whoever
okay
their cast is. Yeah.
Yes. Well, today's announcement
hey, you
about
guys, we have 860 Tina. She's on the air. Tina, you there?
Yeah, 860 is me.
Hi.
Hey,
welcome to
860. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay, my phone was like a little, all right. Yeah, I was going to use my cell, but my cell makes me sound like I'm drowning, so.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, today's announcement was about Becky and her contract.
Yeah,
we're
yeah
name
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, on Monday, they're supposed to come out with an announcement.
Now we just need to hear Steve is going to sign for a year.
No, but that wasn't it. There was two announcements. Becky re-signed, and then there's a casting announcement that they're going to make
Monday.
On Monday.
Right. Now, personally,
maybe we'll say the resolution is over, and the suit is over. One of them, I believe, will be.
Yeah. And they take the spot before, what's her face? Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about that. It was a casting.
No, I know, but
yeah.
It would be nice if they add that in there.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
They're talking to Jonathan Jackson again.
Well, he is talking to the show. They are trying to get him back.
So. I don't want him back.
No, I don't want him back. Say goodbye, Lucky.
They need to tie it up. They need. They need to tie it up for the.
No, they don't.
Listen. For Lucky and Elizabeth to officially move on, and this is my point. This is like from my point of view. The way that they ended that saga, okay, was like the biggest letdown in the world. Like, really, Lucky's gonna leave his kids to go over and listen to dead people. Really?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And if he does come back, he's only gonna be for a little while. So.
And the way I look at it, Candace, don't let the dough hit you in the ass, Lucky. Leave, never come back. That's how, I mean, you know what I mean?
He is so important to the character.
Yeah,
he could
play a part.
Lucky back if they had a good Lucky and he stopped bragging on Liz all the time and was a decent person. I wouldn't want to have it in that.
Let's be honest, when Lucky was in Port Charles, he was never a father to those kids anyway. He's on drugs,
really?
And he's facing this and he's that.
He was looking at pills.
And not only
Maxie.
They made him a decent
person again.
The minute that she should have been closer to that relationship anyway.
Yeah.
The minute she slept with Nick, that should have been it for that pairing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Both Ron and Frank have said that they really want Jonathan back. They've both stated that, and they said that they will do anything to get him back. I'm just saying that they are talking.
Well, I hope he never.
Or not, he does accept it. That's, I don't know, but they are talking.
I hope he never comes back. You know,
think that's a good move for the ratings for people.
Come on.
If he doesn't want you back the way he was, then just keep him gone. I agree.
No, Jonathan wants Liz and Lucky.
Because
if he comes back,
he's getting Liz. If the only way, if he does come back and
there's another way he could come back.
Saying to usher Tony Geary off, but he's upset about Liz and Lucky.
Oh, boo-hoo, Jonathan, boo-hoo on you. The way I look at it is, I'm sorry, Liz and Lucky have their day.
Yep.
Zay Sam has had their day in the sun, okay? So why don't you let John and Sam fans finally, they're the scissor bill, and that they don't be back together where they belong, and screw Ariel too, and screw Zay Sid fans, because it's been a long time coming for this family to get what we want. And we don't need anything. We don't need that whiny, snotty little crybaby to come back and, have closure. You know what? He should have got closure when he left. It's not our fault. It's his fault.
Carly, you're preaching to the choir. We're not the ones you need to convince. It's the show you need to convince. I mean, they're the ones.
Well, I know, but I'm sorry. Liz and Lucky doesn't have anything. Like Jason and Sam, they don't have anything. So, really? I think the best thing for you, for them to do, yeah, if they came back, yeah, close the door. You know, Elizabeth slams the door in his face like she should have done a long time ago. You know, he's a whiny little snot that, you know, did always, you know, put her down and everything. I think that it would be nice for Liz, for one, to, like, slam the door in her face. His face. That would be
well,
awesome.
If he's coming to usher Geary out, then I'm all for it. Anything to get the Spencers off the canvas at this point, I'm good with.
Okay, well, yeah, Abby, yeah, well, you know what, yeah, but, you know, thank God, calling the Spencers, so, yeah, I mean, but you know what,
I don't mean Carly, though.
Good. Well, I just think that, you know, Luke does leave. Yeah, it will be sad for his fan base. But when you really think about it, he has not been working steadily for the past 5-6 years.
Yeah,
so,
he has a great gig, though. I mean, his deal is so good.
Well, yeah.
He's still on vacation for
however
long he wants. I'm sure
he's getting paid millions to not be there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he would leave because he's got it. He's got it made. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Well,
I mean, he won't leave. I'm just saying he's got it made. You know, nobody else has that.
Well, but he, you know, he said, you know, he would like to retire in, oh God.
Is he going out completely, or does, you know what I'm saying? Does he want just a clean break, or is he going to be open for him to, like, come
now,
back?
Now, I heard a rumor that Tracy and him were going to leave, which might make sense if she does want to retire, because they travel a lot together in real life.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Jane Elliott and Anthony Geary travel a lot?
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's sweet. It's so funny.
That's sweet.
But then the interview Robin
together is weird. Well, he has a home over in the Netherlands because that's where he's the one that introduced Greg Vaughn to his wife because she's Dutch. He actually introduced Greg Vaughn to the lady he married. So that's where he goes most of the time.
But, I mean, doesn't he, like, not to, like, you know, I know it was never confirmed, but doesn't he have a long-term boyfriend over there?
That's the rumor, yeah.
I have
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying
I thought they had
a house over there or something.
Jane Elliott did say this on tape when Kimberly McCullough was interviewing her right before she left.
Oh.
If you go back and watch that part, that video, you'll hear her say how they travel a lot of times together.
Well, I mean, that is good. Melody, anything you want to add in? Like I told you, this is the craziest show on the planet.
Oh, I know. I've been here before. Well,
I know.
I really wouldn't mind looking back in his own storyline away from Liz if they gave his character justice. But the way he's been, treating Liz like crap, and just, you know, he looks like he's crying all the time. We don't need any of that.
Yeah, and
Thank
you know what? And he's still the Emmy.
He's still
the Emmy for my husband. Thank you very much. And I have not forgotten that. Thank you very much. I will never forget, Zay, what you did. That. Yes, Terry, what do you think of the Robin for you? Terry? Terry. Oh, my God, it's okay.
Maybe she stepped away.
Yeah, probably.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'll talk.
Okay, talk away.
You're talking about Robin's funeral? I think it was incomplete. I want to know where Brenda Barrett was. I want to know where Lois was. And Ned.
Where was
you know what?
Where
yeah, I mean, dude. I mean,
dude. Not Robin's sister, Brenda's sister, like all the people that she was around when she was a teenager.
And where was Frisco? Where was Sean?
Where was Jenny?
Yeah.
Jagger, yeah, and
AJ. Oh, AJ's dead. Is AJ
yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
AJ's on Alice.
Sorry,
oh,
you guys watch too much to bring all those people.
You want to hear something funny happened to me today? It's off the subject, but I was talking to my daughter. We were taking a ride, and I had a bad car accident a few years back, and I don't really go in that area that much. Now, my daughter's 7. Tell me she watches too many soap operas. And said, yeah, I was in a bad car accident. That's where I flipped the car. And she said, ooh, that's really bad. I said, yeah, I could have died. And she goes, oh, did you die? I'm like, do I look dead? And she's looking at me funny. I'm like, you're watching way too much General Hospital. People don't die and come back. They just die. Because like, she knows. Like, she's like, Robin's not dead. I'm like, no, I don't
think
no.
I mean, what, but if you think about it, does not add up, people. Robin's death did not add up. Zeke's death did not add up. All of these deaths on General Hospital never add up. And you know what? Come on, people. You could have just had the quarter mains. You know, you could have saw more of the quarter mains with Robin because, you know, Alan helped do so much when he was going through the AIDS stuff. And, you know, and I think Monica needs to get off a little high horse and kick Sam where the sun didn't shine. Oh, I didn't know
no,
that was
big.
No,
she's kissing Sam fast, you know.
Well, no, but, I mean, oh, my God, Lucky, I know he didn't abuse. Oh, my God, Lucky, I can see it. But you saw Zeke how many times, and you could not friggin' figure that one out? It's crazy. That is crazy. That is really, really crazy. In my opinion.
No, there's a lot missing in this. You know, I was also, you know, it's funny because just by chance I was looking at, you know, going on YouTube and I hit this, you know, like sometimes people are nice enough to actually put an entire storyline, like 80 parts of one storyline from one soap, and it's like 30 years old and you know you're never going to see that unless somebody does that for you. So I was watching the Asian Quarter storyline on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's like 100-some-odd parts, and I'm only on number 3. But you know, I guess it's like how Robin was introduced and everything. So it's interesting watching that. And I'm thinking, well, I know Felicia's probably going to come back because Maxie is, you know, imploding.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks like Felicia was really close to Robin. So I would have thought they would have brought her back for the
debate. Yeah, you know, but even mention it. I mean, you know, Brenda wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, you had a phone call or something. Especially when you were around like within a year.
And you know, and Jack.
Did Zach
didn't know that Robin passed away. I mean, that either.
Right.
Brenda, Lois,
you know,
Ned.
Brooklyn's mom.
Yeah, Lois. Lois Cirillo.
Okay, Lois, like, Matt. They said, who else is somebody? Well, my coworker said even they could have said something to Nicholas, because Nicholas and Robin had a storyline and stuff like that.
Yeah,
everybody that came through in the last 20 years. I mean, really.
Yeah. I mean, Frisco and Sean were her godfathers.
Right.
They didn't even let Robert go to the funeral. They broke him out before he even went to the funeral.
Frisco is busy doing the two-step right now. So, I mean,
if you can get Rick Springfield back, why can't you get these other people back? If you can get Rick Springfield, of all people, to come to the funeral, he missed the funeral, but he was still there for that.
I know that, maybe you can back me up on this. When Sean and Tiffany left, wasn't there bad blood there?
No, actually, no. There wasn't bad blood between Robin.
I meant between the actors in the show. Wasn't there bad blood there?
I think so. But then they came back for Night Shift. Remember?
Okay. I thought there was bad.
long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and they
I
came back
remember.
To one of the luncheons. They came back
okay.
to one of the luncheons, and they
okay.
tossed in.
Okay.
Well,
well,
call you on off on the air, too. Okay, someone, okay, fine, you. But no, I just think that it would be, I mean, there's a lot of people that the ball was dropped on coming back.
I just have an agenda. I want Shauna to stay back.
Well, Tiffany's
well, yeah,
very
well,
sick. She's very sick.
Oh, that's fine. That's right.
She has bone back
yeah.
in her jaw. Is caused by some kind of osteoporosis medicine. Which, you know, hits close to home because my mom has bad osteoporosis. But, yeah, it's something that causes bone death, and she had to have her jaw reconstructed, or she's going to have it reconstructed. I know
oh
somebody said said in some chat room that she was sick, and that's why they wouldn't think of bring, you know, her or Sean back, you know, because he couldn't, bring one or the other.
I mean, what's her face? Who played, what's her name?
Sharon Wyatt.
That,
right.
So
right.
I looked it up at Googled it, and that's what I found. And
I'll have to Google their
really
wedding.
Sad.
Well,
that
and
was,
she
that,
also was
that
taking
that wedding was hilarious. One
at
yeah,
one
yeah,
at
yeah,
a time.
She was taking a med that's on the market that apparently caused problems. I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Oh.
I can't remember the
program?
Name.
I think it was for osteoporosis, because I read that, I ran to my mom, because she has it really bad, and she, like, she doesn't even respond to medicine, she has it so bad, but she didn't know that at the time when I read that, so I thought that's what it was for. I could be wrong, though. I know I only
no,
saw
I
it
think
once.
It is, but I can't remember. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Well, I could have still brought Sean back and just explained that Tiffany was
I think
somewhere.
It's just a cost. Savings thing, but they should have
yeah,
put
I mean,
extra
I think it, yeah, I think, it, I think it was more of a budgetary thing, too.
Yeah, but I mean, they still could have said, like, you know, or they could have had flowers on the altar and just made a passing thought, like, oh, Sean
or made
a
comment,
sent a beautiful
right.
display.
Right,
you know,
right,
something
right.
like that, or, you know, Brenda sends her love, but she has,
right.
Is she still
right.
a model?
Exactly.
Yeah, she had a shoot. Even
right.
though, you know, she's like 4'10" and 45 years old, but yeah, she had a shoot. You know, well, just I'm not saying anything against that. Don't I hope before I get like tweeted to death. I'm just saying the modeling industry says, you know, 22 is too old. So, but you know, I'll take license with it. You know, but
no,
I, guess,
I agree. They could have made mention of these characters even if they weren't there. You know.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, they could have sent flowers.
Or you know what I'm seeing?
I'm sorry to hear that about Sharon Wyatt.
Yeah.
I
no. Oh, my gosh.
Christy. I love Sean and Tiffany.
Christy, did you hear what Laura Becker said about us in this album? You know, she goes, you and Carly are like my Friday night double dates. That is funny, Laura.
That's sweet.
Funny. That is funny. That is very, very, very funny.
Watery.
Yeah, that is really falling. You know who I thought they should have brought back just because I mean, you know what I mean, but they couldn't, and I remember this because he's over the days of our life. But Ned could have been there in absence of Lois.
Oh,
he
yeah.
knew Robin.
Yeah.
I mean,
They could have
lent
him.
Well,
again,
they
could
have made a mention of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, is this... and by the way, this is off topic for a second. People never do cocaine. Never do cocaine and drowning in the same thing. Because after Whitney and Wall...
I mean, I was very upset when that happened, so I don't even want
it caused her heart disease.
I mean,
half of us knew it. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, half
we knew she had drugs in her system. It doesn't make it any less tragic, you know? Extremely talented.
Yeah, no, because but I never thought the drowning would come into play.
I got to
go.
Carly, I got another call coming in. So I'll listen, okay? And it was Fosamax that Wyatt got the osteo problem. You were right. Whoever said
Silo, are you going to call back in?
Maybe. Let me get my call and then I'll...
Okay.
Did she say Fosamax?
Fosamax.
Oh, Kathy.
Bye.
I wonder why they took me off.
Bye, Silo. Kathy, did we get you on Ladies on Radio tonight, or do you have to talk to your girlfriend?
I'll be calling in liaison.
Yay!
I don't know how long I'll stay up, but I'll be calling in.
Well, I mean, you were up late last night, young lady.
I know.
You were up. Well, I was up too. That's the only reason I know. You were up late. I was up late, and I'm thinking.
Oh, Twitter's been giving me problems. I had problems
okay,
on Twitter.
Twitter has been giving me problems. Has anyone else have?
I have all the people on Twitter. Does that count? I'm kidding. No, I'm not. But
well, I'm on Twitter right now, and it's slow.
It's slow. It's picking, and then it loads slow, and then it.
Oh, this is
our last
day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any problems. But, I mean, this is the first time I've been on since morning, so.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes there's, like, nobody on there. Sometimes there's people on there you don't want to say the wrong thing to, so.
Oh, hell, I say the.
I look for certain tweets, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, hell, I say things, yeah, I shouldn't say on Twitter. This. I forget I'm on Twitter, and I just say what I want, and then I just pray God, you know. Yeah, I mean, because most of this thing is going to happen with me. This Christy will just clean up the mess. She knows that. So, bye, Chris. Christy?
Yeah. Well, I laugh at some, I laugh at, like, I love Ice Love Fire, you know, little April Dawn. She's so sweet. And, but she follows some JSAM people, and I'm like, you're braver than me, because I'm just not following them. Because I will say something that will just get us into a fight, and it's just not good. It's not worth it. So,
well, the way I look at it is, if I say something extremely idiotic, I know I have my little to-do little buddy that like back me up, so I'm not really worried.
Well, no, I just don't follow them because I don't like seeing retweets of people bashing Liz. I mean, you know, that bothers me more than them bashing Jason and Elizabeth. You know, you can dislike the couple all you want, but when she starts bashing my girl, then it's, you know, then the gloves come
off. It's a lot harder to say.
Yeah, I just don't have a tolerance for that because they accept everything that their girl does, and I don't get on there and bash Sam. I really don't.
Right.
I don't
oh,
like
well.
Her, but I don't get on there and bash her. And I just, I get tired of all the, it's like, I don't have time for this crap. So.
Well, I mean, you know, so just like sometimes I just want to sock it to them. And I will say it because sometimes they are just bad people and they are bad for not liking that, though. Little boring couple that puts you asleep.
No, they can like who
well,
they want. Like, I just don't like bashing. You know, I'm not gonna disrespect you, so don't disrespect me. I mean, it's the disrespect. I don't care if you like them or not. I mean, that's their choice, and they like them for whatever reason that they like them. But don't get on there and bash, you know, other people's couples. I just don't have any. I don't respect that. I don't like that. Because everybody's entitled to their opinion, and everybody, you know, you're not gonna,
yeah,
not everybody is going to agree.
Right,
but they have been. They have been bashing us longer than we've ever bashed them, and I think
it goes both ways, Carly. It's not just them; it goes both ways.
Well,
I'm
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Actresses, it's just. Stupid, because it has nothing to do with anything, and you're just showing, if you do that, then you're showing how stupid you really are, or how, you know, how,
No, you just go down to their level, and,
right.
And, you know, and that's what causes the fan base wars. That's when, you know, somebody will say something, and then somebody glops onto it, and then it's like, well, I got to defend my, you know, and then it just spirals out of control, and it's just, you know, you know, I want to get on Twitter and have fun. I don't want to sit there and argue with people.
Right. I've got friends that like Sam, and they don't understand me, and I don't understand them in that aspect, but we just choose not to talk about it, and we're still friends. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have respect for somebody. It's just when they shove it in your face, like, you're stupid, it's hard
exactly.
to say, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
say,
I'll point stuff out. I'll point stuff out when somebody says something stupid.
I mean,
no, okay,
I mean, if someone pushes you and pushes you and pushes you, you have to fight back. You cannot say, oh, okay, I'm going to sit here and take it. You can't. Believe me, you can't. Oh, I can. Excuse me. I can't. I cannot just sit there. I'm like, oh, it's their opinion. No. Someone,
well, it depends on whether or not they're attacking you personally. If they just state an opinion and you don't agree with it, just, you know, just scroll on. You don't have to fight with them about it because it's just their opinion. If
right.
they attack you personally, then, yeah, I can understand. Then I can understand fighting back.
Does
if somebody
happen.
Doesn't like a
they
character, they
people.
Just write something about a character, that's just their opinion, you know. You just move on. It's you're not going to change their mind. They're not going to change yours. So it's no point in arguing with them.
Well, you know, I have more trouble on Twitter and Facebook. There's more than one time, and it's both, and it's different groups of crazies. It's not the same crazies. There's Facebook crazies, and there's Twitter crazies. And I found this out the hard way because I spend more time on Twitter, and I just started spending more time on Facebook, and I get bashed in both places. You can sit there and say, okay, fine, I have my, you know, because I will never concede. I'm never going to say, oh, okay, you're right, and I'm wrong. But I will say, okay, I have my opinion. It's in my timeline. You can read it. And you have your opinion. I'm done now. I'm not going to engage. I have better things to do.
Right.
And I know I did this one time, and I looked at my timeline like 24 hours later, and even though I knew that I got bashed at least another 8 times between these two people, I looked at my timeline, you know, showing somebody else, you know, reading it to somebody else, and I noticed there's like another 12 tweets I didn't even know were there. So, I mean, it's like I'm trying to be mature, and I'm not doing it. You know, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's also too, so I have a record of. You can look at my timeline and see that I said I want to stop. Leave me, you know, I'm on the air. I know
right.
that, but leave
right.
me the alone. You know?
Oh,
yeah,
right. Tina, is that your name? Yeah, we swear all the time on here, so
oh,
don't
okay.
worry. Okay, we do. We go off.
We do.
So
we
go
say,
off.
We say much worse than that.
Yeah, we do, and, you know, I'm the number one culprit of it, and Christy, you still have this rule on Made Long Radio, no swearing, but you see her co-host was breaking it, like, every time, so she gave up on the whole notion of, and then now whenever Christy swears, Christy, where are you? I love it when you swear, Christy. Okay, fine. Christy?
I'm here.
I like it when Christy swears, too.
Well, no, I love it when Christy swears. I don't know.
I think Facebook is worse than Twitter because you'll go, you know, they have groups, and it drives me crazy when you're on, like, a Jason and Elizabeth group, and then somebody from the other side has to come in there and start spewing their crap. Now, that I have a problem with. Because you're not.
Oh, 518.
You know.
What is it, like an open group, though? I mean, because they shouldn't be able to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're open group.
518, you on the O2.
Hello?
Hey!
Hi, my name is Leslie.
Hi!
Hi, first time caller, but I listen all the time, and we have mutual friends. But anyhow, I just wanted to call because I actually agree with the person who says about everyone attacking each other's with their fan wars and stuff, and I'm happy that I've finally heard someone else, you know, agreeing with just ignoring that person and leaving it be and, like, moving on from it.
Well,
we try. Like I said, I am not going to engage. Okay, leave me alone. I have my opinion. Read it in my timeline or read it in my post, you know, depending on where I am. And sometimes it's still there. I had a guy that was bashing me on Facebook for, honestly, like a day and a half. And it was just like something I said off the cuff because he said something that pissed me off. you know, but I didn't say it mean. I didn't attack. And I said, but you have a right to your opinion. And he went on and on. Then there's people on his side. There's people on my side. You know, and I wasn't even there. And then I'm like, okay, I already said this is the last thing I'm going to say. So if we were the Edmonds had to come in and say, you know, shut the fuck up. Sorry, but, you know.
I agree with you because I'm going to be honest, and I know I'm going to get flack for it right this minute. I'm not a liaison fan, but I'm not a Just Sam fan either.
Me either. I just watched
I'm a
the
Liz
show.
Fan. I like Liz, and I love Jason. I think Jason should have wound up with Robin, but that's a whole nother story. I'm not going to get into that.
Well, there are a lot of people that
what I'm trying to say is just because I'm not a fan of Liaison or Just Sam doesn't mean that we don't have other things in common or other things that we can
right.
speak about and actually become friends. You know, there's more to life than just GH. That's what I tell most of them. And I'm happy that I've actually heard someone else say those words because I always want to say it, but then I don't want to be accused of being a troublemaker or anything
yeah.
of those sorts.
Yeah,
bash
more.
Well,
right.
It's been a consolation. I've noticed
bashing.
That
there are
Liaison fans and then there are Liz fans who are Liz fans first who like Liaison, but they don't mind her with other people. And those are the people that usually, you know, it depends on what camp they fall in. You can sometimes get better. It just depends on, you know, sometimes when you're talking to people who are just Liz fans first, you get, it's not as, you know, they don't, it's not as aggressive, I guess. It just depends on who you talk to. I follow a great group of people, so we can disagree, but we usually come back to a common ground sometimes. So it's they're a great group of people that I follow. So it just depends on who you're following.
And I agree with that. But you can, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you could reach someone who, like I said, I'm not a Just Sam fan or a Liaison fan, but I speak to each fan base all the time, and they have no clue if I'm their fan base's fan or not. So, you know, I'm looking at it like, if you don't know if I'm a Just Sam fan or a Liaison fan, and you still talk to me, and then it happens to come up like that, and you start bashing me, then, you know, that's what bothers me more, is that if you didn't know in the first place, and then all of a sudden it becomes a topic, then I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference in loving a couple and being obsessed where you bash everybody who doesn't agree with you. There's a big difference
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, that's
right.
Everywhere.
It's
that's
all
for everything.
Nothing,
but
well, there's some people that it's just all or nothing. It's, you know, this is the couple and that's
oh,
it.
I know.
And,
yeah.
And,
but yeah,
and,
there are some people. Like, me, I'm sorry. I will never get my head wrapped around Zayt said, you know, Ariel too, I'm sorry, Jason and Liz are the only ones that will ever belong together. End of story, end of the year, end of whatever. Jason and
right,
Liz.
But for someone else, they may not feel that way. And they don't, just because they don't agree with that doesn't mean that they should be attacked. That's
right.
all they're saying. That's
and
all they're saying.
For the person like me, who doesn't agree with that, I'm not going to tell you that you're a daydreamer. I'm going to tell you, okay, you're a fan. If I'm not, I'm not going to bash you for being that fan, for having that faith in your couple. So it should go both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I shouldn't get bashed because I'm not a fan,
yeah,
but I shouldn't bash you for being
I
one.
I think that the Sith fans have been attacking us for years, and then we never fight back. We just let it go, let it go, let it go, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of letting it go. I am sick of saying, oh, it doesn't bother me, when really all their comments are being a hypocrite. And, yeah,
right, well,
and this thing...
Saying, right, well, I understand. Like, yeah, that does make a person bitter towards a fan base, but I think we can all respect somebody who's like, well, you know, I like them, you know, just want to be cool with you guys, you know. But you're talking about the crazies.
Carly, you're talking about the crazies. Not all of them are like that. I mean, I'm not saying the entire fan base is like that. I'm saying the crazies.
Okay, I have never ran into a nine-day ever. So
I
don't believe.
I have actually.
Okay, that's great, but I haven't. I have ran into those crazy.
Do you look for it? Do you look to be that person's friend, even though they're a Jasam fan? Or do you just have to be
the
crazy?
Okay, I cannot even. I cannot even get my hand wrapped around the thought that anyone would like Sam. Sorry, I hate you.
Well,
I have hated Sam for years.
Right. Well, and I feel the
I've
same way.
I've hated Sam.
I've never liked Sam.
Same
you know,
we can't understand people hating Liz. I mean,
hey, I don't like Sam either. But I'm not going to bash her or... Oh, I'm not going to bash the actress. First of all, I would bash her when she does something stupid. But I would bash the person who does their job.
Oh, well,
to me,
no,
that's their job.
Bashing Sam on the show is kind of fun because I created it. And I...
Well, I think there's
like,
also a difference between bashing the character and bashing the actor. I mean, it's two different things. I think the character is fair game.
I think Carly agrees as far as like
but,
you know. I mean, you and I have had that conversation before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You and I have. One thing. But you know, actor bashing to me, it's so petty. I mean.
Actor bashing is wrong, but Sam bashing, no, that is
right.
not wrong
it's,
on
right.
any level. That
dirty.
Is not wrong, because
the
they bash Elizabeth and Carly day in and day out.
Well,
okay,
I love Carly, the character, but she does some stupid shit.
If you mean no, she
does.
Kathy...
I'm
Kathy,
with you, Callie. Callie doesn't do anything stupid.
Kathy, help.
I love Callie.
So do I. Yeah,
well,
I mean,
well, I'm not crazy about Laura Wright right now, but that's a whole different. That's a whole other subject. So.
But what I'm saying is she does some shit that she should be bashed for.
Oh,
I mean,
and Sam shouldn't?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Well,
I didn't say that.
Carly doesn't do dumb shit. No, she does very smart, good thing. And okay, she might mess up once or twice, but at least when she does, she, you know, does it in a good way. Unlike Sam, who does it in a very, 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 very bad way. Oh, let's see. Let's kidnap Zeke.
Carly gets bashed more than Sam. I think people bash Carly too much.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
They do.
I
only bash her when she does some
hypocrisy. It's like if you bash Liz, if you bash Carly, it's cool. But if you bash Sam, oh my God, you get 20 tweets about how.
Oh yeah, I mean.
You know, I mean
so
there is
Sam,
a hypocrisy there. There is a hypocrisy there. So.
Kathy. No, I was just saying, Kathy, I mean, you and I both love Carly. Yeah, were we really happy about Jose P. Mazzani? No. But we are not going to say that the worst terrible mistake she ever made. I just don't like seeing Carly and Liz get bashed day in, day in, day out, and Sam doesn't get called for all her shit.
That does annoy me. That does annoy me when Elizabeth gets bashed for stuff that, you know, it's what drives me crazy when they're bashing Liz is it's not like the show hasn't bashed Liz. It's not like the show doesn't constantly remind everybody what Liz does. But everybody else's mistakes are constantly whitewashed. Liz is the only character that I've ever seen that has to pay for everything she does.
I don't think
she has
any reason to be bashed. I don't think she has any reason to be bashed.
What
I noticed, one of the most truest things someone said in a long time about Liz's character. You have no idea how horrible it was to watch them bash this poor girl after she was rehired. And
that's why
for what?
It was
for
a
her to
by
be
Ryan
on screen and
so
be
wonderful.
Treated like garbage.
Yeah.
Well, that was horrible.
By Ryan.
You know, one thing I did
that
notice
so
as soon as Ron and him came on, because you know how Monica was like getting really down on her just being an a-hole to Liz, when she should have known better. As soon as the writing team came on, they were cool. They were just talking to each other like they were normal people.
Oh, you have no idea.
No. I love it. I love it because I totally agree with what they were saying about the old regimes, how they totally trashed Liz. I mean, this poor girl could not catch a break. She was the one that got reamed out. First of all, when Lulu came into the hospital and reamed her out in front of everybody, I mean, this poor girl is reamed out, used to be reamed out for everything that she did, and everybody else got away scot-free, and it would piss me off so bad because it's like, what has, you watch any soap opera, and Liz hasn't done anything worse than anybody else has. You know, so why is she the one that's always getting trashed? So, yeah, it does upset me as an Elizabeth fan. It really does.
Why? I said this one slept with Jason like they wanted because he was still married. Who was he married to?
She did not go there to sleep with him. She was getting ready to walk out the door, and he grabbed her arm, and he kissed her. He's the one that initiated that. So
exactly.
They kissed my butt on that one. She didn't climb 15 flights of stairs to go up there and get pregnant. No. Sorry, but that just irks me when they... Anyways.
Well, it irks me because every day they think, oh, it's okay if I ask Carly and it's okay if I ask Liz, and I'm not taking anymore.
You see, you're taking what I said out of context. What I'm trying to say is when a character deserves to be bashed because they're doing something utterly stupid and retarded and completely out of the ordinary, I would get angry. You know what? I can't believe she did that, but I'm not going to go out every day and say, oh, Carly, look what she did again, because I like the character.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't understand why you can't get mad at your when you have a favorite and they do something stupid. You can get mad at them,
right?
I mean, I get mad at Elizabeth all the time, but I still love her. Doesn't mean
like,
I don't
like
her.
They written Liz to do some pretty stupid things. If we're being honest,
yeah, sleep with Nicholas.
And, of course, I hate the writers for it, but because I like Liz, I don't hate Liz for it. So, you know. But like you said, that's because she's one of my favorites. I like her. I really, really like her as a character. I think a lot of the characters overall, just the essence. And the same thing can be said about Sam, Jason, Carly. The essence of who they were when they came onto the show has just kind of died out recently. And I'm hoping that they're going to bring them back. And it looks like they are. Looks like Jason's back. It looks like Elizabeth's back.
Can I ask you guys, have any of you, were any of you a One Life to Live fan, like diehard One Life to Live fan?
Yeah, I was.
So you see what Ron did with that show for the last 3 years that it was on? It was nonstop action.
Yeah.
He was good.
I trust him. I think he's going to do some great stuff. I think they are both going to do some great stuff. But
I honestly believe I don't think everybody will agree with him.
Well, not everybody's going to be happy. You can't please everybody.
I agree with that.
Well, do you know how you may sound like? Okay, do you know how you...
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello, you there?
I think it's time for some other fan bases to get screwed over.
I didn't hear anyone, I'm sorry.
Hi, call me before you go to bed.
Okay, Carly got this
right. Don't tell me how I feel.
But yeah, I mean, the way that even if they're bringing them on to close out the show, they couldn't have picked better people. Now, I know we all hope that's not the case, because I've already lost two last year. I don't need to lose another one, but... If it does happen that way, I have full faith in them either way, whether they're there the next 5 years, whether they're there the next 6 months, I totally trust the Cartoony team.
I think it's going to be a great show. I think they're going to do a. I think they're going to do a lot. But like I said, you can't please everybody. But I have to say, Ryan did a tweet, and he said it's so wonderful to see that, you know, last year Becky got fired, and they ridiculed her, and now she has a new contract. She's a major player, and you know the tides have just turned so much. And so, as being an Elizabeth fan, I'm very happy, very happy.
I think we're going to see old Liz now. The question is it old Liz from back when she was young or old Liz from when she was with Jason? Which would you prefer? Liaison fans, you're going to pick the Jason. I prefer her to be the feisty one that she was when she first came on.
I think she can be a combination. She's grown. I think she's a mother. But I think that she shouldn't be a doormat. She should stand up for herself and go after what she wants. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I hope we get that. We should. She's capable of it. We all know it. But now I'm going to ask you a question, not being a liaison fan, and don't bite my head off, which I know some of you may. But would you be satisfied with just a Liz and Jason friendship?
I think it needs to start there.
I agree.
Yeah,
and that would be better than nothing.
Right.
I know that's better than what they did before.
I honestly don't see Jason cheating on his wife. He's not that type of person. Whether he was Jason Quarterman or Morgan, he was never like that.
I wouldn't be satisfied with just a friendship, but if that's all we got, at least it's something, because it's more than we had for the past 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right, better than nothing kind of thing.
That's true. Okay, so then you're not the crazy liaison fan that I thought you might be.
Those are the ones on Twitter. Those are the ones that come out.
Not all nuts. No, I know who is and who isn't, because I probably speak to most of you on Twitter. So,
right.
I feel like people screaming at me on Twitter for making any kind of positive or negative comment about either Liz or Sam, and then get accused of being part of the fan base and this and that. And it's like, you know, well, you must be one of them or you must be one of those. And it's like, I haven't watched General Hospital for 10 years. I don't know the history of any of that because I watched in the 80s. I watched in the early 90s. And I'm a Guiding Light fan.
That's why
I watch at 3 o'clock. It's like, I don't have a horse in the race. You know, don't push me into this. No.
I'm personally a fan
of Liz being happy. I just want Liz happy. That's all I care about. So.
Right. I mean, if that's what we got, then that'd be better than nothing. And the way they've written her, just that's not Liz.
Oh, okay. Well, call me whenever.
Well, that was agenda. I mean, that was all agenda. We knew that.
No,
oh, yeah.
Maybe
they
that's how I feel
that.
At the
that
moment.
Was because they wanted the show to go off so badly. And make it the fans' fault that they had no other way but make sure that they bashed everybody and let everybody leave and things like that. That's all behind-the-scenes crap. But, no, I agree with you with the Twitter. It is a horrific place.
Yeah, but so is Facebook, too. It's just a different type. Because I wasn't really into Facebook that much until recently. And then ending up in some of those groups.
I'm sorry. Can I have your name?
Tiana.
Okay, because I know Carly and I know Christy, who used to co-host with her, and I know some of the screen names because I also listen to other soap shows that are on, and I see some of those names. So
Tiana61578 or at RevengeCast. Oh, that's another thing. I do the Revenge podcast, and I was advertising it in a couple of soap groups on Facebook, and I got slammed hard. I guess slammed, that's the thing, the guy who attacked me this morning, he slammed me basically for promoting, well, no. It was kind of unrelated. I got slammed a couple days ago for promoting my podcast. because I'm promoting ABC show. At the same time, I had this guy that was slamming anybody who watched ABC outside of GH in a non-boycotting group. So I said, you know, he said, yeah, I don't watch anything. So 1 o'clock, I watch Days. At 2 o'clock, I watch The Talk. And at 3, I watch GH, and that's it. So I said, well, you're being a hypocrite because The Talk replaced one of my favorite shows, As the World Turns. And then he's like, well, don't tell me what I can watch. Like, I'm not saying what you can watch. Otherwise, you know, it's the same as the people telling me that I can't watch Revenge. I'm just saying it's being hypocritical. Don't say, oh, you know, you're a traitor if you watch anything on ABC, and you're telling me you're watching the show that replaced my soap. You know, so I mean, this is the kind of crap that you get on Facebook. And then I had to, like, 5 times say, I'm done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm done. And I'm friends with the admin, so they kind of, you know, swooped in and fixed it. But he was still going after that. For all I know, he's probably still going.
I still watch ABC. I don't care. I watch ABC. Why should, just because they cancel the soaps, why should we suffer and not watch ABC?
Well, what I tell everybody is that, you know, they factored that into the equation. They knew these people were going to boycott, some were going to boycott, and they planned for it, and they didn't care. You know, if you're boycotting, they don't want you anyways. And I hate to say it that way, but it's true. You know, and I don't know that.
When all this was going on, people were saying, you need to boycott ABC, and I said, I'm not boycotting ABC.
All the cancellation and whatnot came when all the shows had their finales, and they were about ready to start putting new ones on during the fall. So everybody's going to go, oh, I'm going to check that out. Then you get addicted, and you watch it. For instance, Revenge.
I love Revenge.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying they waited to know that if that was a mid-season, if that came on in January and the soaps were canceled in April, that would be on the chopping block also because people were boycotting. They knew. They knew who. They knew they were going to get boycotted. That's why everything went through the summer. They put out their little Prospect Park, you know, fishing rod, and then went through and said, okay, now we got all these shows that we want to promote. We're going to promote them. Boom. Everybody gets addicted, and they watch it, and they love it, and it's on ABC. They weren't stupid. They know.
Right.
They ABC
exactly
is very devious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to get ready to call it a night, guys, because I got to get up early to go to Atlantic City. Ugh.
Oh, I wish
luck.
I was.
But yeah, I know. That wouldn't sound,
I mean, there's only one reason I'm going, and it's because Carly's making me go.
Carly, can you make me go? I'm a little far away, but
I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. Well, I guess because I'm the correspondent for the show, I have to go. I think that's what it was told. Yeah. It's a secret. But it's four guys that's on General Hospital who's in a band. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to that?
Yeah.
Oh, Candace, have a good time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough. You know, this is my big splurge for this month.
What are you going to see? You going to see Port Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Silk Fest, yeah.
Bally's, right? At Bally's?
Yeah.
I was so excited when I saw they were there because I've been to Atlantic City many times, and I said that's a great place to see them. That's going to be great.
I didn't want to go see Port Chuck because next month they're coming to my hometown.
Oh.
Like, literally, like, I will be 20 minutes away, so I'm going to that. But at the same time, I'm like, ooh, Michelle Stafford is coming to New Jersey. I was like, I got to meet her. So I was like, all right,
you know,
I think that would be,
to see if they ever come to Dallas.
I think that would be a great place to see them, though, in Atlantic City. I think you'll see really good. I think that would be great.
Yeah,
you
get the
X's drunk
and gamble. Yeah, no, exactly. Play blackjack.
Yeah, that's a great place. You can go gamble and you can go
see. Oh, Atlantic City. You know what? I'm tired. In my head, I'm thinking of Vegas. Atlantic City's not far. You can pick me up. I'm in Connecticut. I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, in my mind, I was thinking of Vegas. I don't know why. But, no, because I was going to say, you know, it's funny because now I have a chance to actually go to events. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't even think about going to events so much. I mean, I always had something else to do. You know, I never had a dependable car. I never had enough money to do it. My daughter had to be young, you know, and all the, you know, half the souls were in New York. You know, they're about an hour and a half away. Most of the events were in New York State, New Jersey, sometimes in Connecticut. A lot of soap stars live in southern Connecticut. Tanya Walker. You know, former soap stars, I should say now. But, you know, and I never thought about it that much. And now, like, when I have the means, everything's in Cali.
Right. Oh, I was going to ask, is anybody going to Becky's fan club thing? Because I know Steve's going to be there. So I was just wondering if anybody's going
to go. I wanted to go, but it's too much. And I've been to the General Hospital events, and that's like, woo, that's an experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I mean, well, that's because this year, because there's so much riding on what ABC is going to decide.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's going to be a lot, especially, you know, with the new additions to the show. You know, I mean, especially the lunch.
Hello? Hey. Is we going to overtime?
Yeah, I was saying, are we off the air? Because I'm on the phone and turn my speakers off.
Yeah, I think we are off the air.
Oh.
Where's Carly?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello? She'd have to hang up to finish the show.
Well,
That's what I do.
Well, no, because I went to the bathroom. I can't believe I'm saying this. And I muted it, and I forgot I muted it.
Wow.
That's hilarious. At least we're in overtime saying that.
Candace, you need to call me in the morning before you head out. And that's an order. That's not a request. That is an order.
Carly, you do know that if I call you, right, I'm already going to be halfway. Alcohol will be playing a very important part of tomorrow. I'm just going to give you a heads up.
Okay, do I need to be by my phone all day?
Well, let me know, Carly. Just text me tomorrow, Carly, whatever happens, because I'll be at work, but you can text me. So.
Okay, Candace, so I be by my phone all day. That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay, I will. Okay, everyone, we need to go to Liaison Radio because Liaison is the best couple ever, and Jason, Liz would never cheat on Jason, and who really cares if he's married to her, you know what? I mean, I'd say Liz jump on Jason like hot on rice. I mean, you know, your wife is a slum, scumbag, a slut, a hoe, a kidnapper. You know, Jason, just accidentally, you know, kiss Liz. Oh, make out with her a little. That would be okay. See, I cannot believe it. I know, well, I'm...
Can I come?
I feel like having... Melody, I love having you as a co-host, but you need to jump in more. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but I don't want to, like, talk over anybody, so that's why I...
Well,
have,
you know what, Melody?
You have to.
Ask Kathy, ask all of us. We are not polite on the show with, you know,
no,
you talking
just jump in. You got to jump in.
Yeah,
I know.
You
got to
jump
like,
in or you won't get a word in edgewise.
I know. Right, I know.
Okay,
I was going to say, yeah, I want to say stuff, but then it's like, well, I'm color, so I don't want to be rude either. But you're right. I just need to be like, hey, I got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. And you need to fight for it. I mean, everyone on the phone needs to fight for it. And so, yeah, you guys cannot miss Maison Radio, which is now. And everyone, we will.
I'm going to see you at Liaison. I have to go to the bathroom first. All right.
Well, I have to go.
Oh, God.
See you
later.
No. It's on TalkSu. It's on who? Liaison will Twitter page. How to get there is very simple. I'm looking at right now myself for it. So, yeah. See everyone over there.
Okay, well, I hope the new caller comes next week. Meredy, call me this weekend.
Oh, okay, I'm invited.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Bye,
there you go, Meredy. Bye. Now, you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Night. Bye.
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 Adios.